Hey, you're a Big Mac guy, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, but...
It's the return of reindeer.
Oh, sorry, wrong thing. Am I a Big Mac guy? I've had Macs all my life. I don't like the phones. I have one, though. Long story behind that, I have to have the FaceTime, and it's just because the whole family has it. So it's like if I have an Android, which I love, you know, then I'm out of sync. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's nice to have all your stuff just kind of mesh.
But it's just not, it's not intuitive. Again, I say this every time, ever since Tim, what's his name?
Steve Jobs.
Ever since he passed away, it's over. It's over. And Tim Cook's nothing but an egomaniac who wanted to wear the turtleneck, and that's what he's doing. There hasn't been a new thing in 5 years. Nothing since the iPad and the iWatch.
And yet everything still costs more, even though it's the same product.
Remember when they were talking about this? I'm not lying. I'm not making this up. They were talking about an eye belt. You remember that?
The belt?
And Tim Cook, even he had the sense not to release that. Yeah, it's it kept track. It synced with your iWatch, and it kept track of some kind of like your blood pressure. I don't even know. It was ridiculous.
You are getting fat.
But there's nothing new. And what they're doing now, you notice the computers used to be updated almost yearly. There was a new model of the iMac. There was a new model of the Power Mac. You know, but now nothing really changes, just the price. Listen to this one.
Apparently the new Mac Pro, their new desktop Mac, the maxed out version. So this is the thing you get with everything, all the bells and whistles. It tops out at nearly $60,000.
What could you possibly put in a CPU to make it cost $60,000?
Well, glad you asked, Rick. The display is $5,000 right there, but you can upgrade that for an extra $1,000, so it's a textured glass finish. Ooh.
Wow.
Now, it mounts to a stand, the monitor does. The stand costs $1,000 because it's a pro stand, so only professional stand users can use it. Now, you can also get available upgrades for $10,000. You get the Radeon Pro Vega Duo graphics card. That's a lot for a graphics card.
Okay.
As well as $25,000 for a terabyte and a half of RAM. Now, you can get the stainless steel frame for $400, so it's already 40 pounds now with that. And if you get the fancy mouse and the fancy trackpad and the fancy keyboard, that brings the grand total to $59,746 for a computer.
That's more than a Tesla.
It is.
The Model 3 Tesla that goes 162 miles an hour is $56,000. This computer is 60 grand.
My brain hurts.
It should.
Just in time for the holidays, it's the Tesla for Apple Mac Pro Computers blowout sale. Oh. Every Mac Pro must go. Push, pull, tow your Tesla and get a Mac Pro for it.
But how is this different from the Mac Pro I have now?
It costs $59,000 more, and you'll have to give up your Tesla to get one.
But then, what am I going to drive?
I don't know. Use your new Mac Pro to go online and find a new car that you can afford.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to...
You will do as Apple commands, and you will trade in your Tesla for a Mac Pro.
Yes, sir.
The Teslas for Apple Mac Pro Computers blowout sale going on now.
Rick Stacy.